the thing that got McCarrick in trouble in the first place, led to the first reports last summer in the New York Times, was a statement by the Archdiocese of New York that McCarrick had been credibly accused of molesting minors. The second shot came when it was revealed that McCarrick had molested a number of seminarians over the years. He was widely known to be doing this. I found out about it in 2002 when I was writing for National Review. I started making inquiries, and McCarrick had a lawyer call my boss, admit that it was true, but say that we want to get Dreher off this story. Well, my boss, to his great credit, did not take me off the story, but unfortunately, I couldn't report anything because nobody who was telling me what happened would go on the record. Point is, this was one of the worst-kept secrets in the church. I found out from other journalists that they had been trying to get to the bottom of it for years, but never could because nobody would go on the record. I was told that a group of Catholic laymen, before McCarrick was named to be Archbishop of Washington, they flew to Rome on their own dime to meet with people in the Vatican and say, you can't elevate McCarrick. He molests seminarians. You've got to stop this. Well, McCarrick got his hat anyway because he had raised over $60 million for the church. That's why just defrocking McCarrick doesn't end this story. They have got to find out how this happens, how somebody who is known to be sexually corrupt, abusing his office like this, continues to rise and rise and rise within the church.